over the long weekend with teams from all over Australia and New Zealand participating in both mixed and all-female bouts. Brisbane City Rollers are the winners of Division 1 and Christchurch Roller Derby are taking home the Division 2 title for 2024. Next year, the World Junior Roller Derby competition will be held in Beenleigh in July. There are over 89 roller derby leagues in Australia in women's, men's, co-ed and junior categories. Community groups are mobilising once again to protest for East Brisbane Day School ahead of this month's state election. The Rethink the Gabba group, which has been leading the campaign against the renovation for the 2032 Olympic Games, calls the project a misuse of funds and describes it as nothing short of a disaster for the Brisbane community. The redevelopment of the sports stadium will require a relocation of 300 primary school students to an undisclosed location. Co-chair of Rethink the Gabba, Daniel Angus, argues that the renovation would project a troubling image to the world, likening it to bulldozing through a children's playground in preparation for the Brisbane Olympics. In national news, a new COVID strain labelled the XEC variant has been detected in Australia. This strain has been discovered in 29 countries, including China, the United Kingdom, the United States, and more. Infectious diseases physician Paul Griffin says this new strain is growing very quickly, raising concerns whether it could lead to a rise in COVID-19 cases this summer. Dr. Griffin says there is currently nothing to indicate that it is going to cause different symptoms than other strains, and right now the only visible difference of the strain is its highly transmittable nature.
Australian businesses that make ransomware payments to hackers may soon be required to report it to national authorities under new cybersecurity laws being introduced to Parliament today. Additionally, private entities would be forced to address any serious security flaws with their risk management programs in the law aimed at protecting the country's most crucial infrastructure. Authorities claim that currently there were 94,000 instances of cybercrime reported in the last financial year, a 23% increase on the previous. And in international news, Kenyan MPs have voted to impeach the country's deputy president over allegations of corruption and the use of ethnically divisive politics to undermine the government. Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua, popularly known as Riggy G, was accused of acquiring properties through corrupt means. It would be the first time a Kenyan deputy president has been impeached, with the Senate to decide if he is removed from his position. And lastly, for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy, but rain, thunder and lightning, very, very frightening, is expected in the afternoon, so get your brollies out. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. The moon cycle is a waxing crescent at 31.3%. And that is all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Next up on 4